Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Ryan Hayes. I'm with Access Radio Live, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. I am here with two high school baseball players, standout baseball players from R.J. Reynolds High School. I have Logan Welch, who is a pitcher, and Laney Orr, who is a third baseman. You guys, are you here?
Yes.
Cool. Thanks for coming on the show. We're going to have a good show here. We're going to ask a couple questions, and you know, these guys are just basically right now, I just want you guys to tell us a little bit about yourself. Logan, I'll ask you first. How did you get started in baseball? For those out there who don't know.
Well, my dad played professional baseball in the Cubs organization, and so I guess I sort of just grew up into a baseball family and played it since I was very young, and just fell in love with it.
How about you, Laney?
My dad didn't play professionally, but my dad played growing up, and I kind of just, baseball has always been my favorite sport. That's the first sport I was introduced to as a kid, and so I've been playing ever since I can remember.
You know, I want to ask both of you guys about an experience that you had, I believe about maybe 5 years ago, because I watched it. You guys played in the Little League World Series together on a team coached by Doug Welch. How was that experience playing on ESPN? We'll go with Logan first.
It was very nervous, or I was very nervous because, you know, you show up to the game, you're, you know, 12 years old, and you see these cameras that say ESPN on the side of it, and you grow up seeing all these professional athletes on ESPN, and then now you're actually on there. It was a great experience. They treated us so well. We played really well as a team, but we just couldn't pull it out. But it was a really awesome experience, and that was probably, like, the best summer ever.
I got you. How about you, Lady?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience, and it was one of those things where, I mean, growing up as a kid, playing Little League, you watch the Little League World Series every year growing up, and you just want to play in it so badly. And then once we got there, it was just like, it was crazy. And it was, like Logan said, just seeing all the signs that said ESPN and all the cameramen and just like everything they had to do. Like, before we took the field every inning, we had to wait until the umps told us we could to like time it up with the TV cameras. And it was really cool. And we were only 12, so it was just kind of a surreal experience. It's like nothing we've ever experienced before. So it was awesome. And it was definitely the best experience I've had yet. And it was awesome.
That was great. You know, I got to thinking about how much organization that Little League would have to put in there, bringing in baseball players from, you know, different countries and different ethnicities, different religions, and having to try to find a translator and, you know, get them used to the culture in the United States. You know, I always like watching that, and I know there's a lot that goes into that. I guess the next question I'm going to ask you, what do you find the most about, you know, about playing baseball? What's the most challenging thing that you find in playing baseball? We'll go with Laney first.
Well, I guess just the mental aspect of it and all the work you have to put in. I mean, baseball is a really fun game, but most people that are real huge baseball fans don't get how mental the game is. Like, people say it's 10% physical, 90% mental, and it really is. I mean, there's so much you got to think about every pitch of the game. And so that's really the toughest part about it. All the work you got to put in, that's like every sport. You have to put in the work to be good if you want to. But the mental part of the game is the biggest part of the game that no one really sees.
I got you. Logan, what do you find the most challenging about playing baseball?
I think most challenging part is definitely the failure, because, you know, you can get to the Hall of Fame being successful 3 out of 10 times. That means you get out 7 of the 10 times. And if you can't get over the failure, have a short memory, then you're going to have a short career in baseball. So I think that's a big, tough thing. Like Laney says, the mental aspect of baseball, just being able to get past mistakes, because they're going to happen, especially the hitting side, because, I mean, you can square it up 4 times and get out 4 times, and you can hit 4 balls off the hand and get 4 hits. It's just a crazy game.
You know, it's crazy that you brought up the word failure, because a guy, and I don't know if you guys keep up with mixed martial arts, but a guy named Chael Sonnen had this quote, and he said, failure is always an option, but it's a choice. And you could choose to fail, or you could choose to succeed. And, you know, what you have to do is do the things that will help you succeed in the sport. You know, number one, by, you know, going hard in practice and staying dedicated and, you know, being able to sacrifice the things that are fun right now at the time for the good of the sport. So, you know, and that, you know, that's a good, you know, that's a good mindset to always tell athletes. Going into my next question, how do you go work and, you know, in your social life, you know, in baseball practice? Logan, we'll go with you.
I mean, baseball definitely takes up a big chunk of my time, but I mean, it's not 100%. So, I mean, there's always, you're not going to practice for, 12 hours a day. You normally just have a 2 to 3 hour practice. So you always have that extra time to, you know, you can take advantage of that time and do homework and just do what you need to get done, or you can not take advantage of it and get behind. And I think me and Laney both have, you know, taken advantage of it and stayed on top of our work and also stayed with the social aspect too.
I got you. What about you, Laney? How do you balance your school work and your social life and baseball practice?
Well, you're definitely going to have those late nights during the season when you have, I mean, away games. You don't get home until 10:30, 11 at night. So those nights are tough if you got a bunch of work to do, but, I mean, you're going to get through them. It's fine. But, I mean, I always try to get work done throughout the day if I can. If I have a class or I'm not really doing much, I'll get some work done then. If I have a free period, I'll always get some work done. And in terms of the social life, I mean, during the season, you're not going to see all your buddies as much as you normally would in the off season, but that's fine because, I mean, baseball, I would definitely much rather play baseball than go hang out with all my buddies. And, I mean, I've got plenty of friends on the baseball team, so it's not a challenge really balancing everything out. It's just fine.
I understand. Question for you, Logan. If you were not playing baseball, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I've never thought about that, what I'd be doing. I guess just be going to school and coming home. Nothing really in between. Maybe seeing a couple friends here and there. But, I mean, I don't know what I'd do without playing baseball.
Right. What about you, Laney?
If I wasn't playing baseball, I'd probably be playing basketball. I've never not played a sport, really, so I don't know what it's like not playing sports. I can't picture myself doing anything else except for sports, and I like basketball a lot, too, so if I wasn't playing baseball, that's where I picture myself, just playing basketball.
You know, of course, in baseball, there are, you know, different positions. You know, you got your three guys in the outfield, you got your guys that play on the bases, and your shortstop. Out of those positions, what is your favorite position and what is your least favorite? We'll start with Laney.
Well, I mean, I'd say third base is definitely my favorite position just because I feel really comfortable over there. I've played there a ton in my life. I just know how to play the position, I feel like, and I just enjoy it. And I'm comfortable. Least favorite, I don't really know if I have a least favorite because – I mean, any position on the field, you're always going to get some action, and you've always got to make the play. So I don't know if I've got a least favorite position. I'll really play any position you put me at. I wouldn't say I have a least favorite.
I got you. What about you, Logan?
I agree with Lane about the least favorite. I mean, there's some positions where you may not want to play, but I wouldn't say that I wouldn't dislike playing any positions. But I think my favorite would definitely have to be pitcher because that's what I like to do, and I feel like that's definitely my best position on the mound, and it's really fun pitching and throwing against kids that I know, and especially my friends.
And good at
them.
It, too.
Yeah, I don't know
well,
about that.
Well, I would venture to say 95 strikeouts last season, I think you're good at it. I'll tell you this, without having played baseball, I think the position that I think I wouldn't be able to play would be a catcher because I don't know if I could sit there and squat that long. And
yeah, that,
you know,
I don't know if I can catch
yeah.
it again.
Yeah, and basically catching that heat coming from you, Logan, I don't know if I can even do that. My next question is, do you look up to any professional baseball players? Like, is there any baseball player in the major leagues that you maybe tailor your game from? We'll start with Laney.
Well, I've definitely got players that I like and I've idolized growing up, but I don't exactly model my game after anyone else's. I mean, I obviously – right now, I mean, Mike Trout plays for the Angels. His hustle is unreal. And, I mean, you always want to hustle on and off the field with everything you do. So, I mean, hustle is always a good thing. My favorite player growing up was Chipper Jones, and I loved everything he did. He was just – I thought he was the man, but I didn't try to – play like he did. I try to play my game, and I mean there are definitely people you're gonna try to learn from and do things like they do, but I wouldn't say I exactly modeled my game after anyone, but I do have those people that I look up to.
I got you. Logan?
Yeah, I agree with Laney. I've never really modeled my game after any professional baseball players, but I mean I definitely have some favorites, you know, like Nick Swisher, who used to be on the Yankees, now in the Indians, has all that energy, has all the hype. You know, he's the fan favorite because he brings all the energy. Part of a team is having that energy. So we're trying to work on our energy right now in our dugout and keeping everybody up. And I think I think definitely having the more energy definitely helps out teams and keeps everybody heads up and always positive.
Gotcha. What is it? Nobody's perfect, so there are things that you have to work on. What do you feel like, Laney and Logan, that you guys need to improve on? You know, would it be, you know, batting? Would it be fielding? Would it be pitching? What do you think you can improve on to make your baseball game better? We'll start with Logan.
I think I need to improve on for pitching. I think hitting spots consistently, you know, not hitting a spot once out of every three or four times, you know, hitting them more consistently, like two out of three, three out of four, you know, always not missing and really getting the off speed over and not bouncing it and being able to throw any pitch whenever you can in, this, or in the count because, you know, in a fastball count, people are looking fastballs, but if you can spot a breaking ball or a change up, then you sort of mix them up, and then they start thinking, and then that's when you win is when the hitter starts thinking that and now think themselves.
I got you, Laney. What about you?
Well, there's always room for improvement in everything, but I agree with Logan. If you specialize in one thing, like Logan specializes in pitching, you're going to want to make sure that's the one thing that you've really got down. You're really consistent with every pitch, every spot, everything like that. And then with me, I feel like fielding can always use improvement, throwing, and then at the plate, there's never enough room for improvement at the plate. There's always room to improve because hitting is very hard. So I think every hitter has room to improve no matter what. So I'd say that's what the main focus needs to be for me at this point.
I got you. Out of all the baseball games you played from both of you guys from Winston-Salem Nationals all the way up to high school, what do you think is your most memorable game? We'll go with Laney.
The most memorable game? There have been a lot of them, but I think I've got a couple. The first one would be obviously the game that we played on ESPN in the Little League World Series when we were 12 years old, about 5 years ago. I mean, just because we were young and all those cameras. I still remember just everything about that day and about that game and just how it felt. It was awesome. And the second most memorable, I'd say last year, I was hurt and I couldn't play during the high school season, but it was senior night at Reynolds, and we won against Reagan High School, and one of our seniors hit a walk-off hit right up the middle. So that was really cool, just and there were a bunch of people there and experiencing that and running out and dog pine the senior that hit the ball. It was really fun.
That's cool. What about you, Logan?
I think my most memorable game was against West Forsyth last year in our fourth round at States.
I was there.
They said there was like 2,000 people there. They blocked off that whole road that goes by Reynolds all the way down blocked off the whole road starting at like 4 o'clock so people could start parking. My dad said he came down at 12 o'clock and people from West Forsyth had already brought their seats and put them right in front of the, right behind the plate and left their stuff there so they'd have a seat before the game. All the kids came out from school, had a barbecue, all sat behind the, behind right field, and you could just look out in the field and see people surrounding the field completely and looking behind the plate and seeing all our stands full, everybody standing up, pull that game out. But it was definitely a great experience and something I want to get back to this year.
I got you. You know, I was at that game, and I said to myself, that's probably a crash course on what it would be like when R.J. Reynolds gets a new football stadium.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what I was thinking about. Who is, and if you can remember, because I know there's a lot of them out there, who is the toughest pitcher or hitter that you've ever faced, in high school? We'll go with you, Logan.
Probably the toughest hitter I ever faced was Weston Wilson, who's the third baseman at Clemson right now. I pitched against him my sophomore year, and first time I ever saw a major league scout, and there was 9 of them there to watch him play. And he's like this 6'5 shortstop. He's like 200 pounds. He's ripped. And he comes up, and everyone knows who he is. You know, all the scouts get up their video cameras ready for him to hit. And he hits a fly ball straight up. And I'm pitching, and I swear it was in the air for like 10 seconds. And I barely caught it. And I thought I was amazing because I got the Clemson commit out, who was supposed to be a draft pick. He was a draft pick, and he decided not to go. And it was amazing. He's like, he's raking at Clemson right now, too.
I got you. What about you, Laney?
Well, I'd say in terms of fielder, I agree with Logan. Weston Wilson is we played against him one game, and he was just intimidating at the plate. He was huge, fit, strong, and I was at third as a freshman when he was a senior, and I was just, I don't want to say I was scared, but I was definitely on my toes, to say the least. And in terms of being a hitter, the toughest pitcher in high school I probably ever faced, I'd have to say when I was a freshman, there were two pitchers for West Forsyth, Michael Bates and Travis Holden, that were both pretty good. And I went to a private middle school, so I didn't really face good competition, and then I jumped into my freshman year at Reynolds and was playing in the best conference in North Carolina against some really good arms, so it was just a huge transition for me, and seeing those guys definitely was kind of a reality check for me to just know what I had to get used to.
Yeah, I think when you play against good people like that, you know, those are potentially defining moments, and I always tell athletes, you know, when you get in one of those defining moments, you need to define the moment and not let it define you. So, you know, that's what you got to do when you're playing up against tough competition. You know, especially when somebody's coming out there to watch it, when college scouts are coming to watch a particular player and, you know, there's a good hitter and you strike them out, all of a sudden they're turning around, they're looking at you. So, you know, it's always good to be on your game. The next question that I have is, you know, like, Laney, you can go get, you know, take a minute or two. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, like, you know, that maybe somebody doesn't know that probably want to know about you.
Well,
like, you know, favorite movie, favorite TV show, you know, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm definitely a baseball guy. Baseball is what I love, but I've also got several other interests, like, I love all sports. I like basketball a lot. I try to play basketball when I can. Just pick up games with my friends. I enjoy that a lot. I enjoy just hanging out. I feel like I'm pretty easygoing. I'm a big math guy. I like math in school, but I don't know, it might sound a little bit nerdy or something, but I do enjoy it I'm a huge fan of the beach. I love being at the beach in the summer whenever I can. We've got a beach house at Figure Eight Island, and it's the best. I love being there whenever I can. In the winter, if I ever get a chance to go skiing, I'll go skiing. I enjoy doing that too. And besides that, I'd say it's just a normal guy.
I got you. What about you, Logan?
Well, unlike Laney, I've never played another sport besides baseball. Never been very good at basketball. Never played football. Never tried. Didn't like soccer. I guess I like math too, like Laney. I agree with the beach. Beach is nice. I've played with Laney since we were in minors. Was that right?
Yeah,
ten?
Since we were nine.
Since we were
Since we were
ten?
nine.
9 or 10?
Yeah, 9 or 10.
So I've known him for a long time. The first time I met Laney, he got an inside the park home run at then Little League and tackled me at the plate when I was catching. And his dad
Right.
ran up to me after the game to make sure I was okay. And I was. But so that was the first time I met that family. And yeah, just a whole baseball family over here at the Welch's.
Gotcha. I guess maybe a couple months back, you and Laney both made the decision to continue playing at the next level by committing to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'll start with Logan. You know, out of all the colleges, what came down to the decision to commit to UNC Chapel Hill?
Well, I narrowed it down between Duke and Carolina, and our final tour was Duke, and we stayed the weekend. It was a great experience. It was a lot of fun there, but when every time we went to Chapel Hill a couple of times to watch some games, to tour, just to hang out, and I felt like when I would go to Chapel Hill, it felt like it was just a new experience every time, and it just felt like that's where I want to be for the next 4 years of my life because, you know, it's the next 4 years of life and you can't get away from it. So, I mean, why not be somewhere where you can be happy and get a good degree while you're there too, and a great baseball program.
Real quick, do you know exactly what kind of degree you want, or is it just too early to say?
I want to stay in the sports aspect of careers. If baseball doesn't work out, I want to be like maybe a sports marketer or an agent. I think it'd be really cool to be like a college baseball scout and sort of travel to all the events and scout kids and just to and maybe become a coach. I just, you know, I think giving the kids the feeling that I had when I committed to these to a lot of different kids would be a really cool experience.
I got you. What about you, Laney? What made you make the decision to play at UNC Chapel Hill and become a Tar Heel?
Well, I've always been a huge Tar Heel fan. Both my parents went to Chapel Hill. My sister's a freshman there right now. So I've always, ever since I can remember, I've been a huge Carolina fan. I've been to the campus a ton of times, been to plenty of football games, basketball games, baseball games, and I've always just loved it there. And I've also always wanted to play college baseball. So when I got the offer from the Tar Heels, it was just an easy decision for me. I wasn't gonna. I mean, I took some other options into consideration, but it was really a pretty easy decision for me. It was just a no-brainer.
I got you. And I know you have another year left of high school, but do you exactly know what you want to do after college?
After college, I'm not really sure. I mean, I obviously don't know what my future holds for me, but I'm going to keep my options open and just see what comes my way and hopefully take the best route that'll make me happy. So we'll just see.
I got one last question for both of you before we end the interview. What do you think? We'll start with Laney. What is the best advice that someone's ever given you in life?
The best advice someone's ever given me in life. Well, it's got to be from Coach Welch, because Coach Welch is he's been kind of our mentor for, or mine, and I know Logan's at least for 8 years now. I don't know specifically the best advice I've ever gotten, but he's given some good advice. Just work hard, learn to accept failure, but not accept failure, learn to overcome failure, and just keep your head held high and work as hard as you can every day, and good things will come your way.
Thank you. Thank you. What about you, Logan? The best advice anyone's ever given.
I think the failure thing that he's talking about is a very big part, because, you know, baseball is a game of failure. You got to overcome it or it's just going to destroy you. So I think definitely him talking about overcoming failure and not just having a short memory and getting rid of that failure, because you can turn that failure into success really fast. So, yeah, I agree with the failure thing. That's a really big part of my game and a bunch of other players around, just to not accept it but be able to overcome it and then achieve something great.
Gotcha. You know, I always like to throw in one more question, and it's just – not even related to baseball. It's always one of my randoms, and I'll go with Logan first. If you could have dinner with one person, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Dinner with one person. Who? Wow. Probably Nick Swisher, just because I think the way he plays the game of baseball is just amazing. How he's always smiling, always getting the team rowdy. Picking him up. Also, he's playing at the highest level of baseball and successful at the highest level of baseball. I think the game of failure can definitely bring down people, and he always seems to have a smile on his face. I think that's amazing.
I got you. What about you, Laney?
I'd say Derek Jeter, just because his whole career he was such a class act, never got in any trouble, and he was also just a great player all around. He could hit the ball. He was a great shortstop, and I think just sitting down to dinner with him and just asking him about what it takes to become great like he was, I think that'd be a really great experience.
Well, that's great. God, I just wish I could have one interview with a baseball player that doesn't bring up something to do with the Yankees. Good Lord. But it's all right. I like Derek Jeter too. Hey, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Thanks for being on the show. And good luck the rest of the season. And I'll be at a couple games. And Laney, I'll introduce myself to you because I know you probably never met me, but of course I know Logan. So once again, thanks for being on. And you guys have a good rest of the night.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, we'll have you on later. Thanks.
All right, thank you. See you later.
Mm-hmm.